major focus of the sermon at the Unity Church was the Martin Luther King holiday and the problems that the area had been experiencing in race relations. But at the other church, not one word was mentioned about either the holiday nor the racial issue. It was as if the people and their religious leaders were oblivious to one of the most important issues facing the greater community in that area. As Steve Eddington and others of you who have lived in some areas of the South, the silence on this issue in many places in the South can be deafening. So we went to the UU Church, and our daughters loved it, and the RE program at the UU Church in West Knoxville. They made many great friends there. Well, when I got a new job that allowed us to come back to New England, I immediately began checking out UU churches in the various towns that we were considering moving to. To my very pleasant surprise, I discovered that this region is basically the center of the universe for UU. It wasn't hard to find a UU church in many of the towns. In fact, often it was the center church in the town. When I saw the Nashua Church for the first time, I knew the aesthetic fit perfectly with the view of the traditional church architecture. That's about the light through her European background. It's just beautiful. A few visits and listening to Steve's sermon showed that the philosophy was the great fit. Most importantly, what the church has given our children through its philosophy, friends, and the RE program has exceeded even our best hopes and expectations. The church, and particularly the RE program, have given Leah and Madeline a great sense of self and of community. I had a wonderful opportunity myself to participate as an RE teacher. The curricula, including our neighboring Face, Our Whole Lives, and the Rose program, have been fantastic. Most importantly, the church and the RE program have given Leah and Madeline the trust, freedom, and self-confidence to know that they have both the right and responsibility to choose their own philosophical path. The results have been remarkable. There is no question in my mind that the wonderful leadership, social, and scholastic character and abilities that I am so proud to boast about in both of our daughters have a lot to do with the choices that Sabetta and I made to become involved in UUism and this wonderful church in Nashua.
Thank all three of you. Thanks so much. I think, among many other things, this Sunday provides a good example of why it's wise for me to step back from this pulpit once in a while and let some of the wisdom that is out there be spoken as well. And so, Roy, Laurie, and Steve, thank all three of you very much for each of your very wonderful presentations this morning. And to throw in just a quick little PSA here, I know several of you have already signed up for my Unitarian Universalism 101 series that I'm starting this Sunday. If you'd like to be a part of that, please feel free to join me and those others who have already registered for it in the fellowship room. And we'll probably be picking up in that conversation on some of the same things that were said here. We're starting that at 11:30 today. Well, I did say that this service and what would be heard here, in addition to, as I'm sure, providing you with just a lot of very good inspiration and information about who we are and what we're about, it is also to help our association fund their marketing campaign, fund their outreach campaign, to let the larger population know who we are and to hopefully strengthen and build up our churches over the next couple of years. So our outreach collection today and for the next two Sundays will be to help our association do just that. So let us receive our outreach collection to support the Association Sunday of our Unitarian Universalist Association. Thank you.